offered his party's radio address today and said he also disagrees with anybody on either side trying to curtail the health care debate.
Although I strongly encourage the use of respectful debate in these town halls, we should not be stifling these discussions. There is nothing un-American about disagreements. In fact, our great nation was founded on speaking our minds.
But Hatch also said that he believes the president and the Democrats are on the wrong track trying to expand the size of federal government as a solution to health care. He says it simply won't work. Also at SRNnews.com, morning today in Taiwan.
Hey,
family members holding photos of their dead and missing loved ones, picking their way through the ruins of a Taiwanese village. Hundreds were killed in the worst typhoon there in a half century. The sounds of the mourners first aired on EETV. Taiwan's president today offering an apology in response to mounting criticism that the government response was too little, too late. Hurricane Guillermo has strengthened into a Category 2 storm far out in the Pacific. Will it threaten Hawaii? Not likely anytime soon, according to the National Hurricane Center specialist Michael Brennan.
We're forecasting it to stay pretty far to the northeast of the island, forecasting it to weaken as it does encounter those cooler waters there.
Strong winds have California officials worried about new wildfires, forcing more evacuations in areas already under a state of emergency. The winds have been spreading the fires already burning, and hundreds have fled their homes in response in the Santa Cruz Mountains. Today, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is scheduled to visit the fire zone. This is SRN News.
News Talk 660, K-Sky and Michael Medved. Weekdays at 2 p.m. News Talk 660, K-Sky. K-Sky. Cock your guns, cast your lines, and drop your anchor. Time to sit back and relax. It's the Big Boat and Outdoor Show with your host, Dennis Gibbs.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Big Boat and Outdoor Show. It is 9:02 here this beautiful Saturday morning. We're talking to you live on News Talk 660 K-Sky. We're also on in Dallas County on 92.9 FM and in Tarrant County on 95.5 FM. I'm Dennis Gibbs, the boat guy, and on this beautiful Saturday morning, we have a great show for you today. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we are going live out to Lake Texoma with Four Seasons Guide Service. And then we're going to check in with Kevin Strickland of Strix Guide Service. And I'm sure he's going to have some hunting tips for us today. Then at 9:20, Mr. Rick Parks, the owner of a beautiful 32-foot Trojan sedan flybridge motorboat up on Lake Texoma, sank in front of his eyes 2 weeks ago today. And he joins us at 9:20 this morning to talk about that horrible thing that went on with him and this boat sinking right in front of his eyes. And then Lake Level Ginger, she kicks off the second half of the show with the Big Boat and Outdoor Show Lake Report with your current lake levels, water temperatures, and what baits are hot. And then we are going to reach into our email bag and pull out some emails that have been accumulating here. And then we're going to finish up the show with Big John and hunting with Big John. Right now, I'd like to introduce the controller of the room, the studio over there, keeping our ship in a straight course, Mr. Psycho Dave Martin. And standing to his right is Mr. Drew Hess, navigating us through calm waters this beautiful Saturday morning.
Is it the Frank or the Beans?
All right. Now we have online with us, he's big, he's loud, he's large. He is Big John Mixon. Good morning, Big John. What's going on?
Oh, good morning, good morning. I tell you what, it's a beautiful morning down here in Gladewater, Texas. We're going to get out. Some friends of mine just pulled out with their bass boat headed fishing, and we're going to head out to the lake and go meet them here in a little while. What are you up to today?
Well, I am going to be working with my son getting his car inspected today. Oh. And
what are we driving? What kind of car are we sporting?
For Garrett?
Yeah, tell me.
Okay, this is my mother's car. My mother, she gave Garrett her car.
Ooh.
And my mother's car is a 1988, not 98, 88.
88, yes.
Cutlass Supreme, Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme. You know how many miles it has on it?
Dude, it's Cherry. She never drives anywhere.
It has 33,000 miles on it.
God.
I think my sister and I probably put, you know, 60 to 70% of those miles on there.
He should put that on eBay and sell it as a classic and then buy what he wants. Some collector would buy that thing.
Oh, man, and it's nice. I mean, it's never been wrecked or anything like that. It's
awesome.
If you know what the ignition actuator arm, it's inside the steering wheel column.
Yes.
The day I picked this up for my son's birthday, you know, going to drive it to the house, and when he wakes up, hey, here's your car and everything.
Oh,
you know,
happy birthday.
The actuator arm broke, so which means when I turned the car off after going to my mother's house to pick it up and bringing it at like 6 in the morning on a Sunday, it wouldn't turn off.
It just kept running.
I'm like, man, I got the key in my hand, and it won't turn off. I had to disconnect the battery cable.
Oh, that is so funny, man. But anyway.
Well, anyway, hey, Big John, are you ready to go fishing on Lake Texoma?
Let's go fishing.
All right. We've got Michael Beeson with Four Seasons Guide Service. Good morning, Michael. How are you doing this morning, sir?
Good morning, ladies. Hey, ladies I'm talking to. What's going on?
Not much, boys. What are y'all up to?
Man, we are having a great day this morning. It's a beautiful day up there on the lake. You got a little bit of a breeze this morning. It was around 78 degrees at about 6 o'clock. So how's the fishing been?
Fishing's been pretty good. These guys keep doing what they're doing. We might get home to watch prices, right? It may be tattooed, though.
Well, Michael, the fish have been kind of scarce here over the last 2 or 3 weeks. Has it changed? Has it picked up again?
It's leveling off a little bit back, getting more consistent, but you're still having to work at it, though.
Are you driving in your boat right now, or are you reeling in fish?
I'm trying to take a fish off right now. I'm kind of standing in the wind. Guys working me over right now.
What kind of a fish are you getting off?
Getting off a striper about 17 inches long.
Wow, that's a good one there.
Not bad for a box fish.
Yeah. Hey, how many people you got out with you today?
We got 5 guys out today. They all just got out of prison and they decided they're gonna go fishing.
Well, that's what I do with my money they give me when I left.
That's great, man. That's great. So, well, I'm not going to go there.
Yeah, we'll leave that one alone.
In case one of those guys did something bad, he'll come and get me.
Yeah.
But
needless to say, there's soap hanging on their neck.
Well, hey, Michael, if somebody was going to go out there to go striper fishing today on Texoma, what do they need to do?
Well, these fish have kind of moved up out of the river channel for most parts. There's still some fish out there. They kind of up on these flats, these shallow water flats. We're catching them all the way up into 7-8 foot of water drifting bait. Top water fish have still been good. They're kind of small, but you can still catch them on top waters. Really late in the mornings when they're really getting started good. Late morning all the way till about 1 or 2 o'clock.
All right.
When the sun's out. And then the fish, like I said, are still running the river channel too along those ledges in about 54 to 60 foot of water. They're not staying still long enough to even think about really catching a whole bunch of them.
They're probably running out trying to catch their own fish, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, hey, Michael, we certainly do appreciate it. Thanks for coming on with us this morning, and you guys have fun out there. Tell Diamond we said hello.
I will. I'll let him know he's just right down from me. And y'all have a good one, fellas.
All right. Hey, Michael, I appreciate it, man. Have a good weekend.
You too.
All right, that's bye-bye. Michael and his brother, Diamond Dave Beeson. As you can tell, they'll take you out fishing, and you're going to catch some fish. They can do small groups. They can do big groups. Your company can, your whole company can go out there, go fishing, and then go have a big fish fry afterwards and do it all with Four Seasons Guide Service. Here's their number, 903-465-5262. That's 903-465-5262. And that fishing report was brought to you by the Yacht Sales Department at Grand Pappy Point Marina. All right, now, Big John, we've got Mr. Kevin Strickland on with us. We got Kevin's theme music playing there. His brother Kyle loves that song. Kevin, how is Kyle?
Oh, he's doing good. He's got them 2 little ones, and they're growing like a weed, so he's pretty occupied with those 2 young'uns he's got.
Now, Kevin, the other day I was talking to you You were at your archery shop.
Right.
Have you been shooting that bow and practicing a little bit?
Oh yeah, we've been busy selling bows, and now the state of Texas opened up. Excuse me, just a minute. I got a big flock coming up on me there at the dish. See him, turkey? Y'all still there?
Yeah, we're here. Are you out hunting right now?
No, we're down here putting. I just put up a protein feeder, and me and Andrea's down here just put a stand up and fixing to build another ground blind, just making sure cameras are working and our feeders are working, just getting everything ready.
Wow, man. I thought for a second.
It ain't hunting season yet, Dennis. Calm down.
I know. I thought for a second there we were fixing to hear a gobble go away. Like, I got that turkey. Yeah. Reach back there and kapow.
That's it.
And we got to wait till right there when bow season opens right there at the first of October.
Well, man, you guys have really been you've been spending a lot of time getting ready to go hunting. What is something this year that you like? Is there anything new that you're using this year or different that you're doing?
No, it's pretty much. I mean, I bow hunt. I don't gun hunt much. I'm gonna have a gun stand for the kids and Andrew. You know, they can whack them if they want to once the rifle season gets here. But I just bow hunt. I pretty much hunt the same stuff. I got a couple new bows, you know, at the shop that I shoot. I got a new PSE-X4. I got a new Hoyt Falcon bow that been shooting both real well. They both shoot good, and just been practicing. Me and my son got drawn for Hagerman this year, along with my brother and my son Heath. They both got drawn for Hagerman, same hunt on the A segment. I'm in the C segment, so maybe Tyler Heath can get them a big buck this year.
Wow, man. Well, hey, Big John, what have you got for Kevin?
Now, I'm just enjoying listening to a little hunting talk, man. I've been waiting on hunting season to get here.
Man, me too. September 1st will be here pretty soon, too. Man, I got the birds out there at the house. I got a little old tank back in the back, and it's just got a little bit of water. Got them little muddy banks, and them doves like to drink out of them ponds where they don't have to wade through no moss to get to the water. And I imagine that's where me and old Heath will do our hunting on that first evening of the season is back there behind the house.
Man, I got a little old 410 automatic I need to bring up there. We need to take Dennis out there and let him loose with that 410.
Shoot, my little girl, me and my daughter, Jay, she's nine. We went shooting. We had a 22, and we got up. There's a big old tree house built on the backside of our property. It's been there older than the hill. It's kind of like a deer stand. And we got up in there, and, man, let me tell you what, she is she's definitely like her daddy. She can hit the bullseye every time. She is a good shot.
Right. You got somebody that can help us teach Dennis.
Yeah.
There you go.
I get your daughter to help me, do that. In younger and shooting and stuff, I've noticed that women, females are very good shots, especially it seems like with a handgun. They're pretty accurate.
Right.
At least that's a smart thing to say.
Or at least it was when I was being shot at, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they hit your car multiple times.
That's right, man.
Maybe.
But, hey, Kevin, with all this time you've been spending with getting prepared to hunt, have you done any bass fishing at all?
Yeah, we went, me and my dad and Heath went. I guess I've talked to you since then. We went two Fridays ago. This last week I did not fish any. This last week, been busy with the archery shop, selling a few bows, and been shooting and kind of getting ready, working on tripod and ground blinds, working on things to get ready for the lease. So I haven't been back on the lake in a little over a week and a day. Last time I went.
Mm.
Man, that's, you got to get out there, man.
It's going to be all right.
Yeah, are you okay?
Well, when August gets here, man, we're so burnt out. We've been fishing since January. You know, fishing tournaments, February, March, April, May, June, July. July and August get here. It's so hot. You know, you're just kind of, that's when you just kind of, everything shifts. My priorities kind of shift over to archery and dove hunting in the fall. And I don't start fishing again until December and January.
Well, man, Kevin, we appreciate you coming on with us this morning. We hope you get that deer feeder up there good.
Y'all have fun checking out the wildlife up there.
Yeah, we seen a real good buck and two does already this morning. So,
didn't I hear a turkey a while ago, or were you talking to your wife?
No, it was there was turkeys. I just couldn't. I hunt down in a big old thick bottom, and you can't see. I'm a bow hunter, so I don't have to see very far. I can't see 50 yards anywhere. I could hear them clucking and cackling. Some guys left to go back to camp. Away when they drove out of here, and I could just hear them raising cane over there. But they done milled off here.
Well, Kevin, man, I appreciate everything. You have a good weekend, all right?
All right, buddy. I appreciate it, Dennis.
All right. That's Kevin Strickland. You can tell he's the outdoor man. Hunting trips, fishing trips, he can do it all. Give him a call right now. His number is 972-804-9987. That's 972-804-9987. All right. Big John, we're getting ready to take a quick break. But when we come back, we're going to talk to Mr. Rick Park, the owner of this 32-foot Trojan sedan flybridge boat that sank right in front of his eyes. I'm Dennis Gibbs, the boat guy. He's Big John. You're listening to the Big Boat and Outdoor Show on News Talk 660 KSKY. We'll be right back.
Your new choice for intelligent talk. And now heard at 92.9 FM. News Talk 660 KSKY.
Are you worried that you're going to outlive the income from your investments? Hi, this is Darren Brennan, and every Saturday morning at 10 a.m., we're here to talk to you about investing and generating income in today's markets. At a time when your portfolio and retirement income are being challenged, we're here to help. It's like having your own personal advisor. So join us this morning at 10 a.m. when the Brennans take your investment questions live right here on News Talk 660 KSKY.
Securities offered through FSC Securities, member FINRA and SIPC.
Join Stephen Davis, host of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, now on at its new time, Sunday at noon, on News Talk 660 KSKY. Stephen talks about the principles of successful real estate investing and teaches you how to use real estate to build wealth and a passive realized monthly income stream. He answers your questions on everything from single-family homes to 500-unit apartment complexes. Listen to Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio with Stephen Davis tomorrow at noon on News Talk 660 KSKY.
If you want to enjoy Lake Texoma, you can't do better than Grand Pappy Point Marina. Just an hour north of Dallas on Highway 75, Grand Pappy Point Marina is your dealer for yachts, Regal, Blue Water, Jeanneau, and Catalina, and full-service extended warranties of up to 5 years on select products. They stay connected so you are comfortable with your brand new boat. They have continuing education classes and service after you take the wheel. Grand Pappy Point Marina can handle anything on Lake Texoma. They have a 35-ton marine travel lift and are the certified servicing dealer for Volvo, Pinta Gas and Diesel, Merc Cruiser, and much more. A giant marine parts department. If you want a cabana, an apartment, a boat lift, an improved slip, power and sailboat slips up to 60 feet, cabins with AC and cable TV, up to 6 bedrooms along with camping and RV spaces, Grand Pappy Point Marina sets the standard. Just an hour north of Dallas on Highway 75 or online at grandpappy.com. That's grandpappy.com.
Texoma Bluffs is a new luxury gated community located just an hour north of the Metroplex, overlooking Cedar Bayou Marina on beautiful Lake Texoma. There's access to the new Jack Nicklaus Golf Course, the 17-mile Cross Timbers Hiking Trail, and exclusive rights to a 56-foot boat slip in a new state-of-the-art boathouse at Cedar Bayou Marina. Phase 1 has 20 new large wooded 1 to 2-acre home sites with lake views and plenty of room to roam. Buy and build your dream home later, or move into a brand new townhome now with balconies and outdoor fireplaces overlooking beautiful lakeside sunsets. Texoma Bluffs home sites now start as low as $49,999. Buy before September 30th and get 30% off the already reduced asking price. Call Lou Nettle at 214-912-4556 to schedule your tour and enter to win a $1,500 Visa gift card. That's 214-912-4556. Texoma Bluffs is destined to become Lake Texoma's finest. Call 214-912-4556 and schedule your tour today.
Attention, if you're attempting to lose weight, please stay tuned for an important opportunity. In a 6-month clinical study, participants lost an average of 30 pounds without changing their eating habits or routine. Now, Sensa is conducting a market trial in this listening area. If you're trying to lose weight, you are eligible to try Sensa free for 30 days. Call 1-800-400-9757 now to request your free trial. Participation in this free trial does not require any dieting, pills, or change in lifestyle. In fact, we only ask that you continue your current eating habits. Just use clinically proven Sensa, the same weight loss breakthrough you've seen on Extra, Dateline NBC, and America's Newsroom. Results are guaranteed. If you want to lose weight, you are eligible to participate in this market trial. Sensa has not yet been released to stores, so for your 30-day free trial, you must call this number now. 1-800-400-9757. That's 1-800-400-9757.
News Talk 660 K-Sky and Hugh Hewitt every weekday afternoon at 5. News Talk 660 K-Sky.
More of the Big Boat and Outdoor Show on News Talk 660 K-Sky with your host, Dennis Gibbs.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the Big Boat and Outdoor Show. I'm Dennis Gibbs, the boat guy. He's Big John Mixon. This segment is being brought to us by Texoma Bluffs up by Cedar Bayou Marina. You know what, John?
What's that?
They are, if somebody closes on a townhome between now and September 30th, they will receive the option to choose from either a 2009 Sea-Doo or Kawasaki Mule. So what you need to do that, man, call Lou Nettle at 214-912-4556 and schedule an appointment with her.
And there's the phone ringing now.
There it is, man. People are calling him right now.
And the phone's lit up. Drew's so happy with himself right now. I bet he's jumping up like Rocky over there.
Yeah, he is now. He's like, yeah.
What a great placement. I love it.
And Psycho's just shaking his head.
He's like, what is wrong with you guys?
Well, Big John, about 2 weeks ago, well, 2 weeks ago today.
Man.
Mr. Rick Parks was the owner of a beautiful 32-foot Trojan sedan flybridge. And he had a little problem there, and his boat sank right in front of his eyes. And, man, when I heard about it and I heard it was his boat and everything, boy, it just, you know, when anything like that happens, it really does, you know, it affects me. You know, it just, it bothers me. I don't like to see boats like that, you know, suffer that type of damage. But we have Rick on with us right now on line two here. And good morning, Rick. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Oh, beautiful, man. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing much better.
Hey, welcome to the Big Boat and Outdoor Show, by the way.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, we appreciate it. And Rick, we talked a couple of times, you know, during the week and last week about, you know, your incident and what happened. And if you could kind of paint our listeners a picture of, you know, what you were doing. I guess you and your wife, you were going out. About what time of day was it?
No, it was the evening. We actually went out around 1 o'clock. We started heading back around 4 or 5. And as we did something different we hadn't ever done before, as we pulled the back anchor up and sat there for a while and actually floated. And I believe when we tried to pull the anchor up, I think we were over the anchor. I think we drifted long enough, probably a half hour before we actually pulled the front anchor up. And it actually got wrapped around the props as I started it. My son was on the front trying to pull the anchor up. I don't have an automatic anchor, by the way. That's what the kids are for.
That's right. Hey, your kids, your power winch up there.
That's right. But it hung up on the prop, and it killed the one side. And I was able to run the other motor, so I knew we weren't going to be able to fix it there, or we should have, actually. But we drove it into the Moreno, and we tried to back it in on one motor. And as we realized we couldn't even get into the stall, then we jumped in the water and felt the anchor was hanging off the prop that we had just killed the motor on, and it was actually hitting the mud bar, connects the two docks together. So we threw the anchor up on the swim platform, and then as I tried to back it on up, the left motor, the port motor, it got hung up.
Oh, gosh.
And what had happened, we had noticed that the generator was dying, and it quit. And at that time, my son said, hey, the swim platform's underwater. And we're pulling it into the dock, and you wouldn't believe how many people showed up. I mean, there was 20 people. Some of the people I didn't even know.
Right.
There to help, and we took tow straps, and we were diving underneath. underneath the boat, trying to pull the boat, or at least hold the boat up so it doesn't go down.
Right.
And we were being very dangerous, something very dangerous. It was going down so fast. I had three people inside with 5-gallon buckets, dumping, and we lost control of it. And as it got to the top, it was sucking the girls that were still trying to 5-gallon pull it out. It sucked them almost in the water. What did, because of the current of the boat going down.
Wow.
Now, how deep of water is it right there?
About 10 foot.
Gosh.
Man.
Yeah, after it all said and done, it all was well shown with a fly bridge in the front of the boat. We were able to get the strap underneath it. So it sank to the fly bridge, and it's just all I can handle. At that time, I just went over to it by myself and just couldn't believe it just went down. I had so many hours in that boat. Restoring it, it was part of me.
You had your boat was a very, very nice boat, and it was a 1978 model, but it
yep.
didn't look like a 1978 model.
No.
It new interior cushions and flooring and carpet and drapes and stereo systems and equipment and just
yep.
I mean, when you start adding up all the stuff that you have in this boat, not to mention all the time and the good times that you've had and everything, it's like you've lost a member of your family.
Oh yeah, it's no doubt. That's exactly how it felt, man. It was like, I need to get away from the lake. I'm not even there this week just because I need a break from it.
God.
So, yeah, it happened on Sunday, and then on Monday we were looking for somebody to get it up, and that's hard to do. You can't find anybody that's once already sunk that's got the equipment to baffle it and start floating it with these airbags. And I finally found a group called CETO, and they're unbelievable. And they came out with 6 people. There was a diver involved, and actually 2 divers. And they hooked on to whatever they could and brought it up and then started pumping it out. And then when we put it on the trailer to get it out, then we noticed exactly what had happened, and the rope that hung up on the port motor that had actually killed both engines, the rope had, when we tried to back up, had wrapped around the prop, and it just acted like a real low gear, and just idling, it ripped both the struts on both sides out of the boat, pulled the props together on the bottom, and then, of course, she had 2 holes that you could stick your fist in on both sides, and, I mean, no way we could keep that boat float.
Wow. So was it like at nighttime, or was the sun still up, or
when it went down about 5 o'clock? So no, it was still very light.
God, man. And you had people in your boat and under your boat risking their lives, right?
Well, yeah, and that's the worst part about it. Now sitting back thinking what should have happened. Never do that again, because you didn't know when that boat could go down and then obviously pin somebody beneath it, and then where you at, you know?
Man.
It wasn't a good idea, but when they pulled it up, where the cleats were at, they were ripped off, and then one of them had hung up and actually ripped half of the back end of the top, the fiberglass part, just ripped it apart. I mean, it's just so sad. I mean, I've been in the dumps for couple of weeks now.
You told me when your boat went down, you cried like a baby.
Oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. I mean, I'm 57 years old, and I put my head between my hands, and I just sat there and bawled. It was the worst moment. I couldn't believe it was happening. And then when I walked away from it, I could not go down to the dock. And we sat up there on the deck because I'm just right behind where the boat's at. And the horn started honking, and the alarm started going off. Oh, about 10 o'clock at night. And it went on for an hour. It was like I'm still here. I'm still here.
Oh, wow. That's kind of eerie, isn't it?
Wow.
The horn would honk and it quit. And then the alarm would go off. And, I mean, it's totally submerged.
And it's underwater.
Yeah, everything's underwater but the horn.
And so all the electrical, everything's underwater and has been underwater for about, 4 or 5 hours?
Yeah, and it decided to start honking the horn.
And the name of your boat, if I remember correctly, was not Christine, right?
Was it Christine? That's what I was thinking.
No, it was not named by me. It was a tropical port of Prospero. And just listen to what I've heard now. You need to name your boat because that driving, and they've heard of that. They've had some strange incidents where people don't name their boats and then have bad luck with it. So my next boat will be named.
Well, yeah, didn't you watch Forrest Gump? He started catching grip after he named his boat. Jenny, come on now.
That's right.
We've now, got four Gen A's now.
Yeah. What is the process now? What goes on with your boat? Is it, I mean, do they just total it out insurance? I mean, what people that never this has happened?
Yeah, it's a Grandpappy Point right now, and they say it's totaled. I mean, there is companies that can refurb them, and in fact, they said they couldn't even do it here. You'd have to take it down to the coast where they do this more often. And they could bring it back, but it's probably going to cost more than what it's insured for. So the worst part of it is it's not going to be on the lake anymore. And it was everybody loved that boat. They couldn't believe the year.
Oh, I know, man. I it was a very, very nice boat. And
oh man, those little Trojans were war horses, man. You know, Russ Trett sold those at Eagle Point for years and years back then. And man, they're still. Many, many boats out there in North Texas that, you know, are those old Trojans are just beautiful boats.
Yeah, you'll see the Eagle Point Marina sticker on the back of the transom.
30 years ago, you know.
But how is your you know, son and wife and stuff handling this with
They feel the same way because they know what it was. It meant a lot to them because, I mean, we went on a boat every weekend. I mean, it's either Saturday and Sunday or at least one day a weekend we always went out, and we always went basically the same beach right there by the point, Grandpappy Point, and back it in so we can listen to stereo and sit back there and just love the water, just love Texoma, man. I've been going up there probably 20 years and love everything about it. I like it because it's not popular with houses, and you can actually pull in a cove and be like you're by yourself, and it's big enough to where there are some big boats out there, but you're not being so cramped that, you know, it's dangerous. But,
right.
Anything can happen.
You know, Rick, the only thing that I can compare, you know, your experience with mine is back many years ago, and I can't even remember how many years ago now, but a boat in our boathouse at Eisenhower Yacht Club there exploded, and it burned down our entire boathouse. We lost the apartment, everything that was behind our boat there, and our friends, our very dear, close friends, their boat was burned and sunk to the waterline along with two other boats. And, you know, I think I got the call at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and I drove up, from Richardson to Lake Texoma very rapidly. And by that time, I mean, the fire had already been put out, it was, you just sit there and go, oh my gosh, I thought our boat was gone. I thought our boat had burned up and was gone, but you know, the owner of the marina there, Lacey Harbor, you know, went down there and risked his life and got all these other big motor yachts out of this boathouse so that, and just shoved them out so that they wouldn't catch on fire and you know, saved, you know, 6, 7, 8 boats, doing that.
Kick them out. Yeah, you'd rather them get banged up floating through the marina than burn up.
So, you know.
But you never know what you're doing at that time. Your adrenaline's going, and you'll do lots of things that's really, you look back and go, man, that wasn't a good idea. You know, it really wasn't. And even, I'm sure, with him, you're risking your life. You don't think about it. You're just thinking about these boats getting them out. But if he could have burned up in it, then what do you have there?
Right. You know, it's a sad thing that happened to you, and it's a learning experience to, you know, when you do get your anchor caught, you know, anchor line caught around your prop, which we have had that done too, and we were able to make it back into the marina. It happened during the winter time, so the water was just, my dad tried to climb into the water, and you know, he was in his underwear. It was like March or something, and we were making, Dad, you're in your underwear. But we were lucky and we made it back. And, you know, you get your anchor line caught around your prop like that, it can pull the shaft. If it gets caught on something, it can jerk the shaft right out of the bottom of the boat. And, you know, leave
a
nice...
Yeah, that's not like it's just going to pull out a little bolt and make a bolt hole. It's going to pull out a chunk of boat.
Yeah, it'll leave a 2 or 3 inch hole in the bottom. And so, you know, those are hard situations to try to, you know, to get out of.
It's not a good idea to start that other engine. I've learned that you're better off having somebody come tow you in because you don't know where that other part of that rope is. And if it does hang up, don't start the other engine, and I won't ever do that again.
Yeah, man, that's
because there was no problem until the other engine hooked up to it and pulled the two props together.
Well, that's good advice for everybody out there listening, especially with twin engine boats. And yep. Rick, hey, we're running out of time before we let you go, but I gotta mention this. A couple of years ago, back in 2007, Lake Texoma had a record flooding again.
Yep.
And you were on the news in Dallas from your house that floats.
Yeah, Fox 4 came up there with a helicopter and took, you know, aerial views when they found out about it. And it was quite a talk. Dallas Morning News came up, and everybody wanted to get on the house. So I had a pontoon boat there that was we were able to go to the house on, and I had a boat cleat that I bolted to the side of the house so we could tie this pontoon boat up. And then the film crew would get off the boat, they'd go in the house, and, of course, the chandelier is swaying, you know. Then you realize you're floating, right? And we walked out of the door, and we actually walked on the roof of my patio, which, you know, the house went up 7.5 feet. And so we would open the door, and we stepped out on the roof, and then you could look back at where the eave was at that was supposed to be, you know, resting on the roof. So it gave you a real weird feeling. But everybody that wanted to go out, I said, "You want to go out and see it?" "Oh, yeah." "You're not telling me there's no water in there." I said, "No, there's no water in there. It's dry as a bone." So that's one reason they want to go out there. And Sean Rabs, the guy that came out from Fox 4 and interviewed me, and it was wild. He was blown away.
Well,
it was up actually a month. It started July 1st. It took us 5 days to raise it, to get ready. And it was a crew of probably 20 to 30 people underneath the house, strapping styrofoam to the bottom of it. And each corner's got a post, an 8-inch post and a 6-inch post inside of it. And it worked like just like a dock does. And it kept it in place. It actually landed back down within a quarter of an inch where it started from.
Well, hey, Rick, I got to let you go, man. We are running out of time, but I appreciate it very much with you coming on the air and sharing your story with us this morning.
Hey, enjoyed it. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Rick Parks, thank you, and we'll talk at you next time.
Thank you, guys.
All right. I'm Dennis Gibbs, the boat guy. He's Big John Mixon. You're listening to the Big Boat and Outdoor Show on News Talk 660 K-Sky. We'll be right back with Lake Level Ginger.
Dallas-Fort Worth's new choice for intelligent talk. News Talk 660, K-Sky.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with $10,000 or more in credit card debt. If you owe $10,000, even $100,000 on your credit card, you could cut your debt by up to half and get one simple, low monthly payment. And right now, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling 1-800-500-2186. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to cut your total debt and get one simple low monthly payment. This could result in a low monthly payment and allow you to become completely debt-free faster than you ever thought possible. But you must act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you can save. 1-800-500-2186. Again, this life-changing information is available now for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-500-2186. That's 1-800-500-2186.
How would you like to lose weight for free? Hi, I'm Steve Bostick for Right Size Smoothies.
And I'm Scott Johnson. For a few months now, we've offered an incredible deal to the public. Use Right Size Free for 2 full weeks and see how much weight you can lose before you pay for them.
But some of you haven't called, so we're offering one last chance to take advantage of this popular offer. These people called.
I lost weight within a couple days. Now I'm down 120 pounds.
A free trial sounded like a no-brainer, so I called. Within the first week, I'd lost a lot of weight.
I knew within a few days I finally found the answer. I've lost 44 pounds.
Right Size Smoothies contain an appetite manager that knocks out hunger cold. You'll see results early, so you'll know you can do it.
How much weight can you lose in 2 weeks? Try Right Size Free and find out. You could be our next testimonial.
For your free two-week trial, call 1-800-700-5901. 1-800-700-5901. 1-800-700-5901.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who are concerned about how this economy is going to affect your life, I've got good news for you. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. We've helped thousands of Americans earn extra money working from home. You too could build a home business with the 3-Step Plan and control your own economy. Many of our members have replaced their job with a 3-Step Plan home business and earn more working for themselves. For information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-305-5482. Our proven success system can help you build the extra income you need. You'll be your own boss and you won't be laid off or fired. You could build a sizable income and never have to worry about money again. To find out how you can make more money working from home, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-305-5482. 800-305-5482.
Hi, this is Super Andy Man Al Carroll. Our friends over at the Home Depot have just made it easier and a whole lot more affordable to transform the interior look of your home or office by replacing your old and worn-out interior doors with beautiful and stylish new ones. With their new patented digital measuring and installation process, you no longer need to replace the entire door frame and molding. That means that you don't have to have your home or office torn apart for days. Since they now just replace the door, in just 2 sharp visits and a few hours, you can get new custom interior doors installed starting at $129 each. For a complete job done right, they offer a wide variety of door styles and options, including decorative panels and hardware and a custom professionally painted finish to complement any interior decor. Now that's simple. Visit any Home Depot door department and get more information or call 1-888-363-DOOR. That's 1-888-363-DOOR.
4-door minimum required. Additional fees may apply. Not available in all stores.
News Talk 660, K-Sky and Dennis Miller. Every weeknight at 8, News Talk 660, K-Sky. Call 866-660-KSKY with your questions or comments. We return to the Big Boat and Outdoor Show on News Talk 660, K-Sky.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Big Boat and Outdoor Show. I'm Dennis Gibbs, the boat guy. He's Big John Mixon. This segment is being brought to us by Grandpappy Point Marina Yacht Sales Department with a still a boat that is a 2006 Carver 36 Mariner, like new, loaded with GPS and radar. This boat is a divorce special, marked from 219 down to 175. Call Grandpappy Point right now at 888-855-1972. And right now, it is time for the Big Boat and Outdoor Show Lake Report with your news correspondent, Lake Level Ginger. Good morning, Lake Level Ginger.
Hey, Dennis, good morning. This week's report is brought to you by BoatsForSale.com. Oklahoma's lake levels are in good condition. Lakes Keystone and Eufaula are within half a foot of normal, while Broken Bow is down a foot and a half, and Hugo Lake is 3 feet high. Our Texas lake levels are varied. The biggest concern continues to be Lake Travis, now measuring 46.5 feet below its normal elevation level. Next in line are Lakes Benbrook and Eagle Mountain, both 5.25 feet low. Lakes Worth, Sam Rayburn, Possum Kingdom, and Richland Chambers are sitting between 3 and 4 feet below normal. All of our remaining local lakes are within 3 feet of their ideal operating level. A Russian manned cargo ship that vanished last month in the Atlantic was found Friday off the coast of West Africa. There was no immediate information about the condition of the crew or whether there was anyone else on board. The Arctic Sea was carrying a load of timber and 15 Russian soldiers. The ship disappeared after passing through the English Channel on July 28th. The crew had reported an attack on June 24th in Swedish waters by up to a dozen masked men. Who they said tied them up, questioned them about drug trafficking, beat them, and searched the freighter before leaving 12 hours later in a high-speed inflatable boat. Enjoy a beautiful Sunday morning canoe tour on August 23rd at Purtis Creek State Park from 9 a.m. to noon. Canoe across the lake to the island and see active beaver dams and lodges. With any luck, beavers and other native wildlife may make an appearance. Space is limited, reservations are required, and the deadline to reserve your spot is tomorrow. Call 903-425-2332. Take a ride on the water with the Big Boat and Outdoor Show's virtual sea trials on thebigboatshow.com.
I am Lake Level Ginger asking you to please wear your life jacket and boat safely. This concludes your Big Boat and Outdoor Show news report.
Well, Lake Level Ginger, there you go. Thank you, Psycho Dave. Hey, Lake Level Ginger, thank you very much. I can't believe Lake Travis is 46 and a half feet down.
That's right, Dennis.
Wow. And those that ship, the goat ship there.
Yeah, the lake is almost as low as you are old.
Wow.
Wow.
Sorry, dude, had to go there.
You wake awesome. Up on the wrong side of the web, I see, this morning.
Wow.
All right.
Web,
well,
room, you know.
Tell your husband good luck. Maybe he'll want to call me this weekend. Well, Lake Level Ginger, thank you very much. You have a good weekend.
Hey, you're welcome. You guys have a good one, too.
All right. Take care. That's Lake Level Ginger. Let's see. She's in her flying saucer this morning. She is in a hurry, and she is out of here. All right, Big John.
She cut right to the bone this morning, didn't she?
Yeah, she sounded like she's in a bad mood.
Wow.
But, all right, you ready? John, we've got time. We're going to do this one email here.
Email.
All right. Pull down in the bag. Okay. My CD has come up. God, this Brennan's, the dollar and cents guy. David Brennan keeps sticking these emails in here.
I know, he loves that, man. I think he's taking ours, too.
Let's see. Let me get this one here. Okay. This one here. Hey, boat guys. I have been boating since I was a kid. I have owned several boats in my life. I like to go fast. I am a very careful and experienced boat driver. I have had several near misses while boating at night, never during the day. People should never operate a boat at high speeds at night. Do you guys have an opinion on this matter? I mean, it's dark outside. You can't see well. I listen to y'all's show almost every Saturday, so I probably will be listening if you guys use my email. Could you also say hello to my son, Tyler? He turned 6 on August 12th. Thanks a lot, Greg in Plano.
Happy birthday, Tyler.
Happy birthday, Tyler. Hey, Big John, this guy is basically trying to say, you know, at night on a lake, boating, he's in a go-fast boat there, and, you know, boats shouldn't be running 70, 80, 90 miles an hour at night. What do you think?
I kind of agree. I mean, it is fun, and if you've got a good spotlight or, you know, you can see at night a lot of times with the moon, it's all right. The biggest problem is people that are out there anchored up or fishing or, you know, piddling around that don't have their lights on. They don't have their navigational lights on.
Yeah, or a flag might be covering the anchor light or, flapping around.
Yeah.
It's remember, John, we'd be out with Freddie?
Freddie.
God,
dang. Oh, my, wow. How are we still alive? And he's probably still out there on the lake running and having a blast.
Yeah. Well,
I would say definitely go a little slower, be careful. There's a time and a place for everything. And, you know, if you're out there not going fast or going fast, make sure you got your life jackets on and your lights on.
Yeah, that's really important. Have your lights on and your life jackets right there and or on, wearing them or having them with you. But, man, I tell you what, it's – I would have to agree with Greg M. in Plano. He's, you know, there at night, even on the highways, you see, you know, speed limit 70, at night 65.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't really pay attention to that too much.
I was
going
to say, you actually have seen those? Yeah. I thought you passed them too fast.
But I do have to agree. You know, at night, you got to slow down. But I do appreciate it. Please get your email boating questions, your comments, your fishing stories. Send them in to us. Go to thebigboatshow.com and click on the boat guy and send us an email, and we'll read it out over the air. We appreciate it, Greg. And Big John?
Yep.
I think we're going to need to take a quick break.
We're fixing a break again.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. We still got some more boat talk and hunting with Big John. I'm Dennis Gibbs, the boat guy. He's Big John Mixon. You're listening to the Big Boat and Outdoor Show right here on News Talk 660 K-Sky. We'll be right back.
Bill Bennett's Morning in America, weekdays from 5 to 8 a.m. on News Talk 660 K-Sky. America's
seems to be on the road to socialism. And Dennis Prager says that road is paved with bad ideas.
Europe is becoming more fiscally conservative.
Everything is upside down.
The welfare state has a life of about three generations, and it is dependent entirely upon people making a lot of babies, which secular states don't do. Religious people have babies. Secular people go to dinner.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays from 11 to 2 on your new choice for intelligent talk. News Talk 660, K-Sky.
Green building, what does it mean and what is it? Is it energy efficiency or sustainability as in durable products that don't require much maintenance? Or reclaimed glass and wood that have been recycled in new products? Well, it's all that and more. Hi, Chris Miles, host of House Talk. Join me every Saturday as we talk about green building, remodeling, products and services for your house. That's House Talk, right here on News Talk 660, K-Sky.
Hear House Talk with Chris Miles, 1 to 3 this afternoon on News Talk 660, K-Sky.
Hello?
Mrs. Anderson, this is the collections department.
Oh, hi. Listen, I'm sorry I haven't made my payment yet. I'll get it in as soon as I can.
Mrs. Anderson, I've noticed that you've only been paying the minimum balance.
Is that a problem?
Well, no, but lately your payments have been arriving later and later, and now you haven't been sending any at all.
Oh, some things have come up, and...
Maybe you should call InCharge Debt Solutions. They're a nonprofit company that can help you get debt-free. They work with creditors every day, so they'll stop the collection calls. Then they'll help lower your interest rates and roll everything into one affordable monthly payment.
That sounds pretty good.
InCharge will even show you how to stay debt-free, so you can worry about more important things.
So I won't have to hear from guys like you anymore?
Yeah, something like that.
Gather your bills and make the time to call InCharge Debt Solutions today for a free consultation. 1-800-900-6461. 1-800-900-6461. 1-800-900-6461.
If you haven't been to see the brand new residential community called the Trails of Blue Ridge, I invite you to call them today. This is Mike Gallagher, 45 minutes from the High Five in Collin County. The Trails of Blue Ridge is a beautiful oasis you can return to every day to get refreshed from the hustle and bustle of city life. There's a 200-acre wooded nature preserve with miles of hiking and biking trails. There's a winding creek and beautiful water features. 1 to 12-acre custom home sites are available, and you can choose your own builder. I've been there. It is extraordinary. If you want to live in a rural setting but still have the convenience of being able to drive to work or to the shopping center, the Trails of Blue Ridge has it all. Come see the two gorgeous custom homes now under construction using the latest in green building technologies. Call now to schedule a visit. Call 1-800-866-929-TOBR. 866-929-TOBR. The Trails of Blue Ridge, where your weekend home can be your everyday home. Call 866-929-TOBR or online at trailsofblueridge.com.
Man, I'd love to take my family out to eat, but we're on a budget.
Well, you could go to ksky.com and click on Half Off Wednesday and save 50% off.
I've heard about this great bed and breakfast in Fort Worth called Lockhart Gables. It sounds like the perfect getaway or staycation. Some of our friends spent the weekend at Lockhart Gables and loved it. They said it was like stepping back in time. I think it sounds like the perfect birthday, honeymoon, or anniversary destination. If only there was a way to save on our stay at Lockhart Gables Bed and Breakfast.
There is. If you visit ksky.com right now and click on Half Off Wednesday, you can get a $100 gift certificate for $50. That's basically getting your stay for half off.
If only there was some way to save money on a great place like Lockhart Gables. Something like getting a $100 gift certificate for $50.
Right. It's Half Off Wednesday. Get a $100 gift certificate for $50. Just go to ksky.com right now. It's a great deal, and it's all waiting for you at ksky.com.
Did you say something?
On AM at 660 and on FM at 92.9. This is your new choice for intelligent talk. News Talk 660. K-Sky.
The Big Boat and Outdoor Show continues. Here's your host, Dennis Gibbs, on News Talk 660. K-Sky.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Big Boat and Outdoor Show. It is 9:53 here at News Talk 660. K-Sky. I'm Dennis Gibbs, the boat guy. He's Big John Mixon. Big John?
I'm here.
What's going on?
Oh, nothing. You were talking about we're going to do hunting. I was thinking, I don't have anything hunting today. I was going to talk about something else.
Oh, well, I mean, we are. There was a couple of hunting questions I wanted to ask
you. Go ahead. I can take questions. Yeah, hit me with it.
Well, before we do, I just thought I wanted to kind of continue on with that guy's email just for a minute. Do you think that it should become you know, a law, something that they're going to teach in like boating education that, you know, to get this license, you're not allowed to drive, you know, on a boat, you know, more than what, 20, 30 miles an hour at night?
I don't know if it should necessarily be a law. I think it should definitely be part of any boater education. It should be almost common sense. I mean, it'd be almost like driving, you know, down the road at night with your headlights off. You know, how fast do you want to go? How well can you see? That's, unless you've got a really good spotlight, that's what it's like coming across that lake at night. You can't really see a lot most nights.
Right.
You know, on a big moon night, or, you know, if you've got a big, a good spotlight, you can see, you know, decently, but the only way to compare it for people who may not boat a lot at night is driving with your headlights off. How fast do you want to go? How safe is it?
Yeah. Without street lights or anything like that around you, you know?
Yeah, and on a road you don't know, you know, that's wavy and changing, and there may be stumps out there or people in other cars that are parked that you can't see, you know?
Yeah, so, you know, you got to use your head. Common sense, folks. I guess that's the bottom line.
I don't know what it is. I don't know if people thought they were saying dollars and cents when they said common sense and they ran the other way or what, but not a lot of common sense out there.
Well, John, I just wanted to, you know, cover that with you a little bit, but you know, common sense is the bottom line there. And hey, I want to thank Rick Parks for coming on with us today on our show and sharing his story with us. I really appreciate that. And
yeah, that's something, man. That's just a good a lesson for everybody. You know, always be careful, slow down, and think. You know, he was doing what he thought was right at the time. Now he says, you know, you look back on it and you're like, wow, I would have done all this different. Just try to take a deep breath and do what's safest for your family, you know.
Yeah, he said, I should have gotten, you know, try to get a tow in, and that's how to do it. But hey, John, next weekend, next Saturday morning, we have the service manager of Grandpappy Point Marina scheduled to be on with us to handle all of these mechanical and technical questions that we get. You know, calls during the show, a lot of emails, and, you know, a lot of these are mechanical questions, things that I don't know. So, well, I kind of do know a little bit, but it's better to get it from somebody who's an expert at it.
Yeah.
And so,
lowers our liability for false information and misleading guidance.
Yeah, and so
crazy fool.
If the information's wrong, this way you'll get to blame Bobby Vaughn for it.
Thank you. Bobby's fault, not Big John.
But, John, I want to let everybody know, get your questions ready and get ready to call in next Saturday morning, because we're going to be fielding all of your boating questions, whether it's a mechanical question, fiberglass, bottom paint, struts, bushings, props, what type of paint to put on your boat.
Even
you know,
questions.
It's anything in there. So, hey, I want to thank everybody for listening to the Big Boat and Outdoor Show here on News Talk 660 K-Sky. I'm Dennis Gibbs, the boat guy. He's Big John Mixon. Go to thebigboatshow.com and check it all out. We'll talk to you next Saturday morning. Thanks for listening.
It's called the Big Boat and Outdoor Show with Dennis Gibbs every Saturday morning on News Talk 660 K-Sky. If you have something on your minds before then, fire off an email to bigboatshow@yahoo.com. That's bigboatshow@yahoo.com. Dennis or any of the Big Boat and Outdoor Show crew will check it out. Tune in to the Big Boat and Outdoor Show on News Talk 660 K-Sky.
I had over $24,000 in credit card debt, but I beat the system.
I beat the system and saved thousands of dollars.
Credit card debt had me in deep trouble, but I made a phone call and beat the system.
Let's face it, the credit card companies are doing everything they can to keep you in debt, increasing your interest rates, charging late fees and penalties, giving you even more debt, and keeping you there. That's their system. But at Credit Guard, we'd like to offer you free information revealing the secrets to beating that system. Free information that will show you how to cut your monthly payments by up to half, lower your interest rates, and stop collection calls once and for all. Call 1-800-600-6291.
I took them on. Now I'm debt-free.
You too can have the secrets to beating the credit card system. Find out how easy it is by calling Credit Guard for this free, valuable information. Call 1-800-600-6291. 1-800-600-6291.
What did you forget today? Your keys or glasses? Information for a test or presentation? Did you forget why you walked into a room? Hi, I'm Matthew Girk, America's Memory Master. No matter how bad your memory is now, I can help you develop your instant recall ability with my Memory Switch program. Recalling information is a trainable skill, like swimming or riding a bike, but no one ever teaches you how to do it. Until now, the cutting-edge memory techniques in the memory switch will make it fast and easy to recall names, dates, facts, figures, whatever you need, whenever you need it. Whether you're a student suffering from test anxiety, a business person trying to compete and stay sharp in the workplace, or you're having senior moments, I can help you get the laser-sharp memory you always wanted with the memory switch. Call now and try the memory switch risk-free. 1-800-324-7135. 1-800-324-7135. Guaranteed or your money back. 1-800-324-7135. 1-800-324-7135.
KSKY, Palm Springs, Dallas, Fort Worth. Traffic when you...